The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Dalid is discussing the relationship and the hierarchy between those things that are written, that's called Mesorah, and those things that are read or spoken, which is called Mikra, from the Lashon of Kriya, to read. And the Gemara at first asserts that there's a hierarchy and that there's a debate amongst Tanaim about whether to assign greater primacy in terms of deriving halachos to the spoken Torah, the way that Torah is spoken, or to the written Torah, the way that it's written in the Sifrei Torah. And in fact, this is not the only area in which the hierarchy between written things and spoken things is reflected or dealt with. The Gemara actually concludes, although Tosfos maybe feels a need to modify, that there is an equal primacy to the Mikra and to the Mesorah, at least in cases where there's no necessary conflict, in other words, that we can darshan both of them, and in cases where there is a conflict, so then one has to assign primacy to one or the other. There's another Gemara which discusses the spoken versus the written Torah, and that Gemara seems to say that there's unique dimensions of transmitting knowledge that can only be done or only be accomplished by the written word, and there are other dimensions of transmitting knowledge that can only be accomplished by the spoken word. And what I'm referring to is the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, which says that Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyata Rashai Laomrim Balpeh, things that are written down may not be spoken Balpeh, and Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyata Rashai Lakosvam, those things that were initially given to Moshe Rabbeinu via the spoken word, one is not permitted to write them down. And each of both of these halachos, that you can't say psukim by heart, and that you can't write down, for example, mishnayos, have given rise to a number of commentaries. Now, the Ritva and many other Rishonim, actually, it's brought down in Orach Chaim Simon Memtes, writes that the reason that a person is not allowed to say a pasuk bal peh is because the nuances that are conveyed in writing cannot be conveyed by speech. And those nuances include the chaseros viseros, those things that are discussed in our daf, places where there's extra vavs or missing vavs, things, let's say, sometimes in Torah Shebichsav, there are words that are missing, that are inserted, or words that are present, that are not supposed to be read, or words that are written one way and that are supposed to be read another way. Rav Elyashiv adds on that sometimes there are dots on top of words in Torah Shebichsav, which there's no way of indicating the presence of those dots when simply speaking out the Torah. So for all of these reasons, the Ritva says that one is not supposed to read a pasuk bal peh, because by saying the pasuk bal peh without looking at it inside, one is not being sensitive to the nuances that are presented by the written format of that the knowledge contained in those psukim. However, there are other pshatim that may separate the reason for the iser of saying psukim bal peh from this idea of missing the nuances contained in the chaseros viseros and in the kri and the ksiv. And the way that these other pshatim and why it's aser to say psukim bal peh can be arrived at is by looking at the exceptions to the rule of not saying of dvarm she bichsav iyata rashai la'omrim al peh. The Tur and the Beis Yosef bring down 8 passably fewer or more exceptions to when you're not allowed to say a pasuk baal peh. I'm just going to go through them quickly, and let's keep in mind as we go through them what are the possible, whether these can be explained, these exceptions can be explained by saying that the ikar ha'isur is because you're going to miss out on the nuances, or whether these exceptions cannot be explained based on that explanation of why it's asur to read psukim baal peh. And then maybe also if we go a step beyond that, when we see each explanation, we can figure out maybe there's a different reason why it would be asur to read it baal peh, which would explain this other exception. So let me just give you one example in order to show how I want us to be thinking before proceeding to the other ones. The Yerushalmi says that the only time it's asur to read psukim baal peh is when a Sefer Torah is open in front of you. So when a Sefer Torah is open in front of you, you can't just close your eyes and read psukim baal peh. Or you can't read psukim baal peh from a portion of the Sefer Torah which is not open right in front of you. And l'cha'ora, if the reason is simply because you're going to miss out on the nuances conveyed by the written text, it shouldn't make a difference whether a Sefer Torah is open in front of you or whether a Sefer Torah is not open in front of you. No matter what, if you're reading it without looking inside, then your brain is not picking up the nuances conveyed by the written text. So the Yerushalmi actually explains that it has a divergent opinion about why it is asur to say psukim baal peh. It says the only reason it's asur is because it reflects negatively, it creates a laz on the Sefer Torah. People who see you saying psukim from memory while the Torah is open in front of you will think that the Torah is missing psukim, that it's not a Torah shlema. The scroll in front of you. And there's a mitzvah of not being mevazeh a Torah scroll, not causing people to think bad things about a Torah scroll, the same way that you're not supposed to be mevazeh a Talmud Chacham, you're not supposed to be mevazeh a Sefer Torah. So therefore, the Yerushalmi says, the only isser is when the Sefer Torah is open in front of you. The reason that it's asr to read the Psukim Baal Peh is not because you're going to miss on the nuances, but rather because you're going to cast aspersions on the Sefer Torah. So with that mahalach in mind, let's go through some of the other exceptions. Just a note, quickly, halacha lemaisa, the poskim warn, and the Reb Chaim Vital brings down b'shem the Arizal, that the Arizal was makbid to read all of davening from a siddur, psuki de zimra, karbanois, kriyas shema, Tehillim, the Arizal was makbid to read everything inside. And l'cha'ora, that meaning he didn't take advantage of any of the exceptions. And that's ideally what a person should do. If one has access to a siddur or has access to a chumash, one should not take advantage of any of these exceptions. And even if one is in a situation where he must take advantage of the exception, should first consult with a halachic authority or look in the Mishnah Brura at the very least and find out whether the exception is paskind lahalacha or whether the exception is rejected by the majority of poskim. So with that in mind, this is not halacha lemaisa, this is just theory about why it's asur to read psukim baal peh. So let's see some of the other exceptions. I'm going to go through the list a bit quickly now. So first of all, the brother of the Rosh, Reb Chaim, the brother of the Rosh, who was a 14th century Rishon, writes that any pasuk which is everyone is familiar with already, everyone knows it, so therefore it's mutter to read such a pasuk baal peh. And again, it's clear that this is not because of nuances, because in the end of the day, even if you know it, if you're very familiar with the pasuk, when you read it baal peh, you're still going to miss out on all of the nuances. So what's the reason that he says ordinarily it's asur to read psukim baal peh? The reason must be, as the Beyer Halacha notes, because we're afraid that you're going to come to make a mistake. And that will be an avla, it will be an inappropriate for a person to reinforce an improper reading of the Torah, to have in their mind the pasuk not the way that it's supposed to be pronounced or written. We don't want people to reinforce in their memory an incorrect version of the psukim. So therefore, people are not supposed to say psukim baal peh because we're afraid they're going to make a mistake. But if it's ragil v'shagur b'fi hakal, if everyone is familiar with these psukim, like like Karbanos or Psuki de Zimra or Kriyat Shema, which hopefully everyone is familiar with, even Baal Peh, we're not worried that they're going to make a mistake. And obviously one can understand why the Arizal warns not to take advantage of this exception, because how many people are out there who daven Kanayin Ahara from a Siddur every day, but still don't have a firm grasp on the proper, you know, memory of how the Psukim and Psuki de Zimra go. So this is the first exception. If everyone's familiar with it, so then it's mutar to read it Baal Peh. Second exception is as follows, that Rabbeinu Yonah says that anything which there's a mitzvah or a chiyuv to read it is also permitted to say, even when there's no, even in a circumstance or a situation where there's no mitzvah, it's permitted to say these Baal Peh. And again, the reason seems to be because anything where there's a mitzvah or a chiyuv to read it, it's going to be, everyone's going to be familiar with it, and therefore we're not worried that people are going to make a mistake. A third exception is given, is that the entire tzibur, the entire congregation, when they're reading something together, says the Hagahos Harif, when everyone's reading a pasuk together, then it's mutter for them to read it without looking inside of a siddur. And again, the reason for that may be that everyone reading it together, so it's less likely that they're going to make a mistake. So according to this, the pshat is not because it'll cast aspersions and doubts on the Sefer Torah scroll, and it's not because you're missing the nuances of chaseros viseros, of the Mesorah, sacrificing the Mesorah for the Mikra, but rather, it's because we just don't want people to make mistakes. And finally, there's some other exceptions which are don't really fit in with either of these three mahalchim. So for example, another exception that's given is in a place where it's impassable. If a person is blind, chas v'shalom, if a person is in prison, so in such circumstances, it's kemat impassable for them to read things inside. So under those circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah even paskins this, that they're permitted to read Psukim Baal Peh, and this seems to be just a conflict of values. Either they cannot read at all, they cannot say the Psukim at all, or they can say them Baal Peh. So then we say, better to say, at least say the Psukim than to say them Baal Peh, because there's absolutely no other option ever. But for people who are capable of opening up a Chumash, obviously, or opening up a Siddur, this does not apply. A second puzzling exception, that doesn't seem to have any of the above three reasons to explain it, is that it's only asur to read Psukim Baal Peh together with the trup, together with the nigunim. But without the trup, it is permitted to read the Psukim Baal Peh, and that may be more like a function of the transmitting Torah in a certain way, or reading, learning Torah, studying Torah in a certain way, that there's certain paths to acquiring Torah knowledge. And just like we find, I can give other examples, but maybe not for now. So those two are ambiguous reasons. The first one, that when it's impassable to read it inside, so we can understand it's just a conflict of values, and the value of saying the psukim at all wins out over not saying them inside. However, the second one, which is it's only usur when you're reading it together with the trup, is a bit more difficult to understand. And then finally, two more exceptions. Which is number one, the Rosh says, which is what the Vilna Gaon favors this exception. He says it's only asur to say the Psukim Baal Peh when you're doing that to be motzi, the tzibur, their obligation. So then it's asur to say Baal Peh. But if you're simply being motzi yourself, then it's permitted. That's what the Rosh brings down, and the Vilna Gaon favors that. And a final exception is that only psukim that are from Chumash, like Az Yashir maybe, can't be said Baal Peh. But psukim that are from Nevi'im, or psukim that are from Ksuvim, says Tosfos, those are perhaps permitted to be said Baal Peh. And again, I just leave you to think, so far that's a total of eight possible exceptions to what you're allowed to say Bichsav, what you're allowed to say Baal Peh. And different groups of exceptions may reflect on a different reason why you're not allowed to say things that are written down Baal Peh. So just again, the list of exceptions, I'm going to put it in a different order now, but the basic list is, number one, that the Rosh says that everyone can say things on their own Baal Peh. It's only to be motzi the tzibur that you can't. The Rosh's brother says anything which everyone is familiar with may be said Baal Peh. Tosfos says anything which is not in Chumash may be said Baal Peh. The Kalbo and others say that any time when it's impassable to read inside, then you're allowed to say Psukim Baal Peh. Rabbi Inu Yonah says anything where there's a mitzvah or a chiyuv to read it ordinarily may be said Baal Peh under any circumstance. Others say that it's only asur to read Baal Peh when you're reading together with the trap. The Yerushalmi says it's only asur to read Baal Peh when a Sefer Torah is open in front of you. The Agos Harif says that when the entire congregation is reading together, it is permitted for each of them to read Baal Peh.